Okay, welcome back to Talk Out Loud. Well, I'm back on the sports topic again. I recently just watched the highlights on the Lakers basketball game after a month of LeBron James being out. And what I would like to do is compare the difference of how they played when he wasn't here to him playing, to them playing when he's here. So as you can see, if you had watched the game also, you would see that there is a difference of the way that they played. So if you had watched the game, when LeBron is on the court, he basically has a type of effective to the Lakers, the young players of the team, like the Brandon Ingrams, and the type of effective to the Hearts and the whole team in general. So what I wanted to pick up on is my basic topic on what I want to talk about is how could AD with LeBron give a bigger effect to the Lakers winning a championship this year? Is that possible, or is that something that's going to be prepared for years to come? So I want to say that I think if AD gets put in with the Lakers while LeBron is here and the young talent is gone, this is how AD would affect the team in a positive way. Number one, he is putting up over 20 points per game. And LeBron would get more rest time on the bench than playing over the amount of limits that he wants to play. And you don't want him to damage his body by overplaying. With AD on the floor, Anthony Davis, I'm speaking about, gives him time to regroup, because he has a player that can put in the same amount of points and body of work that he does. Not completely the great, like as great as LeBron does, but it gives him a peace of mind of security for the finals and getting into the NBA championship picture. Because right now, the way the Lakers are looking for any type of NBA championship, that would be in their dreams. No way possible. The other negative way that AD can affect the Lakers is not basically AD affecting the Lakers in a negative way. Is what I'm really trying to say is AD can affect himself in a negative way by going to the Lakers on the way he said that he wanted to go. He publicly announced it. And that is basically showing that you're, for the Pelicans, that you're not going to put in as much work as you did before when you had your hopes and you put in your pride and you put in your skills and you put in blood, sweat, and tears in a team that you said a couple of years ago that you wanted to stay and win a championship with. Now you're saying publicly that you're not thinking of re-signing. So with that being said, I do not think that the Pelicans are going to give him that type of comfort of leaving and going to the Lakers and not basically being standing by his promise of winning a championship. Magic Johnson is called the GM of the second co-owner of the Lakers, and he has a 10-day window to get AD. And with that being said, that 10-day window is not a lot of time to get a star quality player like AD. What do you really have to offer? You're giving up so much for one person. Is it completely worth it? From my perspective, yeah, I think it's worth it. But for how long? All right, that's my comment on the trade, and I spoke on it before, but I did some more research, and this is what I got so far, like, from my understanding that he already made his mind up with signing with the Lakers. AD, with that being said. Now, what I want to touch base about is that this is something that really is hitting where I live. I want to touch base about Kyrie Irving and what's going on with the Celtics. From my understanding, Kyrie Irving is coming up for free agency also. And the only way I think the Celtics are going to be able to keep Kyrie Irving is by giving him at least $190 million contract, or way more, $50 million more than what he has. All right, so let's say Celtics don't do that. Let's say they decided, okay, we're not going to give you that much money and you can go to the Lakers. So I don't say it would be a complete loss for us, even though I would love Kyrie to stay here and make his legacy here and be the star player that he is and so on. But the reason why I don't think it's a complete loss for us is because we have a lot of young talent also that's basically developing at their peak of their professional career of how great they can be. Meaning, I'm going to throw some names out there. We got Jason Tatum. Who else we got? We got Jaylen Brown. We got, those are two examples of young talent that are still developing. And the reason why I think it won't be a complete loss for us also is because we still have a great point guard in Terry Rozier, which he don't get a lot of minutes. He don't play a lot of minutes and he don't get a lot of time on the floor. If we keep Terry Rozier and we give him the amount of minutes that Kyrie was getting, if Kyrie leave, we won't be missing Kyrie, because you can mold him into a leader, because he's still young. He's only 22. And also, we still have Gordon Hayward, even though after his injury when he broke his leg, He's still kind of scared to play, but I think he can play at a total, complete different level if they would give him the minutes that he deserved, because we're still holding him back, so he's not developing his game again to be in the comfortable spot to rotate. Celtics are not doing too bad, excuse me. They're not doing too bad number-wise, but they're not doing too great either. And with us being able to compete with Golden State at the stage that we are right now, because that's where every team is targeting, I don't think we would grab a championship. Unless for these next couple of months coming up or weeks coming up and trade deadlines coming up and we think that we can grab AD before the Lakers do, then I think we have a championship future. Because we would have Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, and some other players with the young talents that we already have, like the Jason Tatums and other young players that we already have. And also we have a great player in Al Horford, because he runs our transitional game. He is a great player also, but I wouldn't mind trading Al Horford to get Anthony Davis if it came that to that point, if we can beat the Lakers in that trade. So that's my comments on what's happening now in the NBA. Oh, one more thing before I go. I want to talk one more short, small, sweet topic that I think Bradley Beal of the Washington Wizards needs to get traded. You can clearly see he's not happy, even though the amount of money that they gave him, you can clearly see he's not happy to be in that environment because of the cancer that John Wall is. And the way the franchise is going, they're in rebuild mode. They need to get rid of Bradley Beal. He needs to leave to go to a better team to play at a higher level of superstar quality that he already has. And also, John Wall can stay there, but he needs to pick up his game and stop being in the club every night and getting found drunk and not focusing on his team and his franchise well-being of making any type of playoff run. And he's overweight. He needs to get back in the gym and focus on what he needs to do, the task at hand. So that was the other thing. I will come back to that again on John Wall in another episode of Talk Out Loud. And I will come back again on what happened in the Super Bowl after we watch it. And I'll let you guys know what I think about it and how the Super Bowl went and the flaws of Brady and what he did good or not. And what do you think if he's going to retire after this one and maybe stay, or what Bill Belichick is going to do for the near future. So this was Talk Out Loud Sports Edition. I'll see you guys soon in another episode. And also, I'm gonna start a YouTube channel of JP's Kitchen on food. So it's gonna be, you're gonna hear me on Talk Out Loud podcasts. There's gonna be different topics, sports, it can be food, hip-hop, culture, whatever I get my hands on and give you guys some good info on. And also on JP's Kitchen, you're gonna see food, different types of food, different places. And wherever I can find, I'm gonna dig deep and find the hidden gems of Massachusetts, and I'll come back and give you the info on what part is good and what part is bad. Alright guys, this was Talk Out Loud. I'm JP Peters. Hear you soon. Keep a lookout. I'll be here.